You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the 2022 round of Creative NZ funding, one of the four initiatives to lose funding was Arts on Tour, an agency that has helped bring touring acts to small towns and communities since 1995. For this week on Action Station, I spoke to Loretta Bush about a petition to get this funding back and what benefit Arts on Tour provides to rural communities across the Motu.
All sorts of different things, a real collection. Actors, Michael Hirst, Penny Ashton, comedians, magicians, music, guitar, a real eclectic mix. And all around New Zealand, rural North Island and South Island, where I am.
How big of an audience is there for these tours?
It really varies. The average over things over the last 10 years was about 70, I think, 70 or 80 was like the average all over the place. Yeah, so it really gets out there. And if Arts on Tour went there, these really high-class acts would not be able to afford to come to the region. And that's part of Creative New Zealand's, you know, funding thing is to reach out to the region. So this is just a real slap in the face not having that anymore.
Are tours of this kind possible without funding from a group like Arts on Tour?
No, not at all, because it's such a huge bang for the buck. Arts on Tour gets $235,000 a year, and that is enough for two staff and paying the artists. And over the last 10 years, the artists have been paid $1.5 million, which is a good amount of money for them, which, you know, helps them. That's for 1,800 events, and that average subsidy is only $18 from Arts on Tour, from the Creative New Zealand, which is just huge bang for your buck, because they all, Arts on Tour organises the artists, the touring and that, but then it's up to the local communities to promote it. So it's all been done for free. And we organise the hall and the advertising and charging for tickets, and then we pay a fee back to Arts on Tour that helps keep this all running. But it needs the extra funding from Creative New Zealand, or not Creative New Zealand, whoever, to keep this all going. $235,000 a year doesn't seem very much in the scheme of things to get all this amazing art and artists out in the community. It's so important in the regions. We can't just drive to the city and see all these different people. You know, we need them to come to us. And people, as you say, the regions, people will travel an hour to go see these shows. It's not like they're coming to their doorstep.
Is this some of the only performance touring that comes to rural communities and serves them?
Yes, yes. There's not many other things. There's local ones. There's, you know, we have a local performance and things. They have some of those. But from out of our region, which is, I am in Alexandra, I'm now from Queenstown, there's not many other ones that come. And as say, such high calibre, Michael Hirst, we're not going to come to Alexandra or in Roxburgh, other small places without the funding. And we're able to keep the ticket prices at a price that people can come to. We've now $30 for adults, $25 for seniors. And we keep it at just $10 for children, students, so that people have the opportunity to come to these things. They're not paying $50 or $60, which may be the real cost.
That was Loretta Bush on Arts on Tour's loss of funding from Creative New Zealand. You can find her petition on the Action Station website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.